For the final time, here we go. This is not how we drew it up in July. We were expecting big things. And so many of us are disappointed, and I know that you and the rest of your teammates are disappointed. What goes through your head as y'all walk back up to the locker room?
Reset button. You know, you think about the things we went through this year and the possibilities of next year. You know, it's one of those things where they say forget the next play, and that's what we want to do. We want to forget what just happened so we can move on to what's going to happen in 2013.
We're going to jump into the video. We're going to do a little bit of the ugly, then a little bit of the good, and we'll do the ugly first. Once again, the story today was turnovers, and the first one came on Joik Bell's return. And I pause it here to show you the effort from this guy right here who comes around and just levels Joik. You can't give up on a play.
You know, and that's the thing about Joik being back there. He's going to break tackles, but when you break tackles, the ball gets exposed. And that wasn't your traditional hit. He got leveled pretty hard. So I talked to him on the sideline. He was okay, but a little shaken up.
Next, later in the second quarter, you got a great effort from Edonijay, who's right in the middle here. Fought through two guys to smack the ball out of Matthew's hand, which ended up leading to a touchdown for Chicago.
Yeah, that's a big guy right there. We like to call that type of individual a real man. You know, you got to get a body in front of him. And he's an athlete. You know, he's one of those individuals that you have to account for. And you can see he made a big play right there.
Chicago's been making a living on turnovers all year. They got up to 44. 44 for the season today.
Nobody's better in the game than Chicago Bears at getting turnovers.
Incredible. This is where you typically are. So I just want you to guide me through that play. What should we be looking at here?
This is where I make my living, finding the zone routes. You see Durham up there attracting the inside defender. I think the ball just sailed a little bit out of Matt's hands. He was trying to hit Scheffler right on the numbers. It was a little outside. Jennings got his hands on it.
These two guys are lined up next to each other with Michael to Matthew's right, and then Matthew sees something, wants to check out of it. It's going to be a handoff to the right side of the offensive line, but the exchange, I mean, this can't happen at the professional level.
It can't, you know, and these are the small things, the fundamentals. You know, Coach talked about when he got in the locker room, we have four turnovers. They get the ball in all four turnovers, and we lose by 2 points. So you think about how well we play with the mistakes that we make. You know, it's unbelievable that we're still in these games. But if we can eliminate these things, just imagine how many points we could be, how productive we could be as a team.
Now, the defense is going to take a lot of heat because at the end they were not able to get off the field. But the fact is, off of those four turnovers, 16 points. And it's a two-point ball game. So the defense as a whole played a relatively good game.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure if you stick a microphone in anybody's face on the offense, we're going to take the blame for it. I wasn't even on the field, but I would tell you offensively, we just didn't play the way we wanted to. When you give away the ball that many times and you put the defense in that position, yes, we can lean on them at the end of the game, but it isn't their fault that we lost.
Let's get to the good news. Some touchdowns. Matthew Stafford did throw three touchdown passes. The first one, the first career touchdown reception for Bull Durham. Yeah. There he is.
Bull Durham making plays. Ever since that game in Green Bay when he had the one-hander in the snow, I knew he was going to be pretty special. But that's a great ball by Matt. He threaded the needle. And this is what I love about Matt. When he's on fire, he's one of the best in the business. He set his feet, get the ball where it needs to be. Nobody's more accurate when he puts the ball where he wants it.
Nothing like that first one, and nothing like a touchdown for a guy like Will Heller, who rarely gets to the end zone, but clearly had been premeditating a celebration of some sort.
Big Will, and his nickname is Creep, actually. And this was kind of creepy what he did. But, you know, he got to the sideline, and I had to ask him, like, what were you doing? He said he was shocking himself with a taser. I don't even know where that came from, but it was sweet, though, and I like it. When you're doing creative stuff, you know I'm going to be a fan of it.
Rubisky cuts right to the end zone. I thought he was the first option, but I guess you always got to look to 81 if you're wearing number 9.
Yeah, you got to. If he's out on the field, you got to peek his way. But that was a great catch. He took a hit, had a defender draped on him with a pass interference call. Great ball. What I liked about the touchdowns, they were spread out. You know, Calvin, obviously, he's been productive with yards, but he can't really get in the end zone as much because he's getting doubled and triple teamed. When you spread the ball around, especially new guys, these guys are fairly new in the system, and they did a good job of running routes and getting in the end zone today.
Last time we'll have a chance to talk to you, what has to change?
I think the leaders on this team have to take more of a controlled role in the offseason. You know, we had a problem with finishing games this year. So we're going to have to finish practices faster at a high level. We're going to have to be very competitive in practice. You know, we're going to have to take more control of what's going on. I don't look at anybody in the front office and say, I'm going to point the finger upstairs. You know, it's going to start in the locker room. You know, we're in these games. We're making mistakes that realistically at the end of the day are player mistakes. You know, these are errors that we make as individuals. I've made a ton that I can account for. So we're going to have to do something in the offseason this year going into next year and know how to figure out to win and finish each game.
Well, I don't want to do this again next year.
Yeah, we got to have some fun, man, because I've been depressed. You know, I love seeing your face. You make me smile, but not after a loss, man.
It was a lot better when things were 10-6. 4-12.
I know.
We're done with those.
Yeah,
we'll be back next year.
We'll
and what
back.
We calling you, RoboSlot?
RoboSlot. That's new. There's a new RoboCop movie coming out.
All right, RoboSlot.
RoboSlot.
I like
that's
that.
The spinoff. T-shirts coming soon. Beeline.
That is Inside the Huddle with Nate Burleson, and that's a wrap for 2012. Happy New Year.